You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is a track called Eye in the Wall by Perfume Genius that came out last year as part of a very cool project that Mike Hadreas was involved with called The Sun Still Burns Here. It was a dance company called The YC, based in Washington. And Mike worked with them for about 12 months on this project, created the music for it, and was part of the company. And this is one of the things that I spoke to Mike about yesterday when we had a chat, about Set My Heart on Fire Immediately, which is his gorgeous new record as Perfume Genius that will be coming out via Matador Records on the 15th of May. So we're going to listen to that conversation I had with Mike now. And I started by asking him about where the title came from, Set My Heart on Fire Immediately. So let's have a listen.
It was the first line in a song that I wrote that just came out really suddenly and in a really satisfying way. I mean, it's just how I feel. I think I realized that some of the things that I wanted, and I wanted them right away.
I think it's just gorgeous. It's kind of timelessly romantic, but it's also very of the internet age as well somehow. There's something about that wording or the language of it really puts me in that headspace. This whole record, it's a real world-building exercise in many ways. What were you thinking about when you put this together, Mike?
There's a lot going on, a lot of ingredients, but I think the world-building is a good word for it, because essentially I'm always trying to kind of find a mood and just dive into it as heavily and as hard as I can.
Mm.
And with this record, I was thinking a lot more about things I've learned through dance and other ways of creating that I've been doing that aren't purely musical, but were very physical and required my body and other people. And it was a real portal to me, and a real, like, really shook up art making for me, because I thought, in order to access a lot of the things that I do, that I had to be alone to get some of the transcendence and all this kind of magic that I feel when I'm writing, that I had to be solitary. But I don't feel like that's the case anymore.
Mm.
And I tried to write in a way that kind of kept some of those ideas in there, like less abstractly and less like about impressions, and more trying to funnel my feelings into something real and physical and, you know, a story.
Can we talk a little bit about The Sun Still Burns Here, which was obviously the wonderful dance project you were doing with Katie Wallach's company last year? And this sounds like it was a big sort of, I guess, a moment of realization for you in many ways about dance and performance. How was that experience for you?
I mean, it really shook me up. I remember being in the room in one of our first rehearsals and watching the dancers move. And they were creating, you know what I mean? I wasn't watching a performance of something that's already made. They were making things. And they were doing it. I could see that they were accessing the same place that I access when I'm writing music. But they were doing it in the air, like with chairs and with each other. And I had just never seen anything like that. I had never been involved in anything like that. And then the rehearsals ended up being like a sustained, like that feeling sustained, you know, and it's usually a feeling that felt very private and separate for me, because I kind of would go into my room to write and then come back out. And this was like leaking into the actual physical world and into things and into people. And it was like, oh my goodness, maybe I can have more of this in my life, or have that, at least that feeling and that feeling of creation be more 360.
I know you've done a lot of the choreography within the videos, for example, of the two singles we've seen so far. How has that kind of returning to the body been for you?
I mean, I've been dancing on stage for a few years now, but it's always been in a very rebellious, almost like masochistic way. Like I just throw myself around and almost like a weird physical exorcism, but it's not very considered or warm or anything. And doing this dance and kind of being in my body in a patient way, or in a more considered way, or being with other people and sharing like weight and sharing, I don't know, almost like sharing part of that, the ickiness that comes along with the body, or being, it kind of liberates you from it. I always thought that in order to really get away from it, that I had to, that was all internal work, that I had to be, I don't know, that I just had to think of my body as more of an idea, and that would somehow be free. But now I'm realizing that I can be hyper-present and hyper-physical, and that's almost like a portal to that same weird transcendence.
I want to go back to this idea of world building a little bit, because I think that ties into it as well. We've talked a bit about this kind of physicality, but there's this real American tradition of music that's going on here. Mike, can you tell us a bit about how that's bled into what you've been working on?
I mean, I've carried that music around with me for a long time, and these kind of dudes like Elvis and this kind of style of singing, this like really hyper commanding. It's like vulnerable, but almost like performatively or in parallel with like an ultra confidence and swagger that felt like really foreign to me as a person, but still like resonated with me a lot. And I've been listening to that music my whole life, and I guess trying to inhabit some of that or sing with that kind of command or just felt really satisfying to me.
It's really satisfying to listen to as well.
It just felt good, and I felt like I was kind of rewriting some of that stuff to make it more for me, or just not even worrying about that and just feeling it.
Because I guess like a lot of those artists, I was thinking of Bruce Springsteen and Tom Petty, especially when listening to Describe, because it's got that wonderful fuzzy guitar and that slide sound in there.
Well, I mean, I've been listening to those guys my whole life. I think more than anything, what I was thinking about is like, what is the music that I've always listened to, not the soundtrack, like like when I was 16 or a summer. You know, that music is stuff that I go back to permanently. And what if I try to write with kind of like a classic map, or what kind of music would I make if I was essentially trying to write the songs that I have carried around my whole life?
Describe is such a moving song. Could you tell us a little bit about what it's about, Mike?
I mean, when I wrote it, I felt like a very heavy edge to everything. I felt very heavy physically and mentally, emotionally. I just felt like this kind of fogginess, like I could only go so far or feel so much. Almost like a void. I intellectually knew that everything else was still available to me. I just couldn't like access it. And it's such a weird place to be in, because all the stuff that you know you need to do or that could be helpful and take care of yourself and maybe make it better or so don't really make sense to you, like exercising and eating right. I don't know, maybe those make sense to other people when they're not feeling good. For me, those things do not. But just like and it's just such a weird place to be in, where you can almost see the edge of happiness or warmth again, but you just can't quite get to it. So I was imagining having someone help me, having someone remind me of it, or you know, having access to only like 70% of a good memory and having someone fill in the rest. It's
I think that's quite a universal feeling. I'm sure everybody kind of touches on that at points in their life, and I just think that's a really wonderful way of explaining it, of wanting, I guess, to reach out to somebody else to kind of help you fill in some sort of space. It's a really, really beautiful idea. And then this kind of cascade of fuzz over the top of it, it just makes it so grand and so weighty. And On the Floor is a little bit similar in that you're talking about kind of the overwhelmingness of having a crush. Could you talk us through this track a little bit?
I guess I just realized that, like, an obsession over someone, or like a really, like, maddening crush, the crush part almost lives on its own, and it's just separate. It's separate from the person almost. You know, you kind of become obsessed with this idea and how you think they're going to make you feel, or what you can give to them. But it kind of, the circumstance and the actual person sometimes is forgotten, at least for me. Like, it's just too intense. And then ultimately, that just feels very selfish and very lonely, too. But the core of it is a real care for someone, or a belief that you have something, like, important to share with them. And all those things kind of swim around at the same time. And I was also thinking about how, if someone is closeted, how a crush that can also have this element of, like, really deep shame and poison to it. Because it's someone they're not supposed to love or can't. But it's love, and so it's still beautiful and warm and exciting and thrilling at the same time, and in tandem with all that other crap, you know. And so I just wanted to write a song where I kept all of those things in there.
I was really struck listening to this record by how much it feels like a community of sound or something like that, where I felt like all of the songs are kind of maybe about people and spaces, even though it's all coming from yourself. There's a sort of collaborative sound to it, which I find kind of moving to listen to when we're in such a strange moment all over the world, where isolation is something that people are very much experiencing in an incredibly acute way right now. How do you think that this is going to affect musicians and the music industry, this kind of strange coronavirus moment we're in right now, Mike?
I have no idea. I really don't. I'm trying to project, and I'm trying to think and adapt and stuff. I feel kind of tapped out, though. I don't really, no direction really feels satisfying. Like, I can't really relax, and I can't really work. I'm slowly kind of trying to find center again, and kind of having some acceptance of all of it. And I think that will free up my brain to think about new ways of sharing and doing, and not just trying to force what I thought was going to happen into this time period. You know? But I think when it's safe to, I think people will be really desperate for being in a room and sharing something together, watching a movie or dancing or listening to music, you know? But I think that there will be, in tandem with that, like a, almost like a PTSD, like a discomfort around it. It'll be both, I think, for a while. But as far as, like, the businessy side of it, I don't really have any idea. I kind of just make everything and then just rely on everybody else to, like, portion it out.
Yeah.
So, like, just listening, if they're like, we should do this, I'm like, oh, okay.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
It is a gorgeous record, though, and I'm sure a lot of people will, you know, find some kind of solace or comfort being able to listen to it at a time like this. What are you hoping this record will do for people?
Well, it's strange to make a record that's so much about being with people and being, like, hyper-present and, like, being with other bodies, and it feels strange to be putting that out and having to come up with ideas around that in a time where I'm kind of not allowed to do anything of it. But at the same time, I mean, I think people are starting to separate. How do I explain it? It doesn't sound corny. I just think people are starting to value, like, quieter things more, and things you can hold and feel and that are around you more. you know, and having that be separate than, like, your phone life. I feel like people thought their phone life was their real life for a long time,
mm-hmm.
and now they're kind of resenting it, and it's becoming annoying to them. But I think that that is because, you know, they want to, like, hug people. So I think maybe there'll be more hugging. I don't know.
I hope there'll be more hugging. That would be a great outcome.
Yeah, I hope there's more hugging, at the very least, if anything good comes from that.
The last thing I wanted to touch on is this quote that you've said about you wanted this record to feel more open, more free, and more spiritually wild. What do you mean by spiritually wild?
I think that's a lovely phrase. I felt like I was doing that, but almost like aspirationally.
Mm.
It's how I wanted to feel, and in essence, the record really was almost like the feelings were very like domestic and very quiet, really. Because that's where I was at. And now I feel more wild. I feel like I've really opened up myself to more of what's around me, and it's shifted what I want. And I think I'm less traditional. I'm less... I'm not satisfied with just, like, building this nest that I thought I was going to want.
Mm.
I thought I just wanted to kind of be apart from everything, but have to be super cozy and just, like... make it really cozy all around me. And now I want people, and I want feeling, and I want absurdity and like play and fantasy. And I want that in not just like on stage or when I'm singing. I want that to be like part of my life.
Mm.
And I want other people to be there. And I think, I mean, I don't know how wild that is, but it's a wild idea for me for sure.
That was Mike Hedreas, aka Perfume Genius, chatting to me yesterday about his wonderful new album, Set My Heart on Fire Immediately. That's coming out on the 15th of May via Matador Records. I've had a sneaky listen to the whole thing, and I'll tell you what, it's beautiful. I'm really looking forward to being able to play plenty of it on this show. The track we're listening to right now is Pop Song. It's another one of the tracks that Mike made for The Sun Still Burns Here, the dance project that he was involved with last year. We listened to Describe, which is the first single from the new record before this, and Eye in the Wall was the first track that we heard. And we're going to listen to the second single from Set My Heart on Fire Immediately now. This is On the Floor by Perfume Genius. You're on 95 BFM.
Across out his name on the page. dreaming, bringing his face to life.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.